This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves bring up whatever's on your mind. So we call the show Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. The website, freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive with other listeners in a variety of different ways. The bulletin board system is one of those ways. So head over and enjoy at bbs.freetalklive.com. Also, our webcam is available for you as well, cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen, and it's all free. Plus, you can chat with other listeners. The chat room's built into the same page as the cam. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com and know that the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, NPACs, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. That's memorydealers.com. As we go to your phone calls, you can dial in about whatever's on your mind if we get a chance. Mark, you're going to tell us about the military, one man's story of what it was like to be on the ground during a helicopter massacre. We'll get to that if we get a chance, but your calls come first. Let's talk first to John, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, John. John in Indianapolis, going once. John,
yes, sir.
Hello there.
I'm here.
You are. Go for it. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate getting through. I would like to discuss sweating.
Sweating?
Sweating.
Perspiration.
Sweating. I am sweating my ass off.
Okay.
That's what I do. I don't believe in air conditioning, so I'm sweating my ass off.
Okay.
If you moved to Florida, you'd believe in air conditioning.
Yeah.
Why don't you believe
in air conditioning?
Yeah, but I don't believe in it. I think it's...
No, the question is why. Why don't you believe in air conditioning?
Because I've went around these doctor practitioners that claim that you can be on a drug habit and stay healthy.
The hell does that have to do with air conditioning?
Well, because when you sweat, You alleviate your system of a lot of toxins.
So let me see if I've got you straight
when
here.
When you urinate, you do the same thing.
Well, let me see if I'm understanding you. You're saying that you've got a drug habit, and so therefore you believe that if you sweat a lot, that it will help clear your system out?
No, I don't have a drug habit.
So why don't you believe in air?
I'm not on any drugs at all.
So you just believe that sweating's good?
I've lived this way for years. In the summertime, I'll go outside or I'll even sit in my own place and I'll sweat. And I sweat all the toxins out of my system. Now, I believe
it's a nice thing to believe. I don't know if there's any truth to it, but...
It's discomfort. It's discomfort. It's not a comfortable way to live, but at the same time, it's a healthy way to live.
I don't know if that's true. There
monks
are old
in the Middle Ages used to wear these hair shirts as penance to God, and they'd flagellate themselves and things like that, beat themselves with sticks and things like that. Have you considered any of that?
Well, no. I mean, I live on a very low fat diet.
Uh-huh.
I eat salmon and broccoli and a lot of garlic.
Okay.
And that's good for your immune system.
Look,
it's not good for the salmon's immune system. I can tell you that,
John.
I
don't know if it's true that it's good for you to sweat a lot. I mean, maybe it's not. It's probably not a bad thing. I mean, it's designed to keep you cool and everything like that. But if you're an older person, and you don't sound that old, but if you're an older person, being hot can be very detrimental. I mean, Mark, we used to come from Florida. You and I were born and raised down there, and there's a lot of old people in Florida. And whenever, for instance, a hurricane comes through and knocks out the power grid or something like that, and people are out of power for a long time, because pretty much everybody's got air conditioning down in Florida, old people start dying off.
It's not healthy not to have air conditioning down in Florida.
Right. Chicago or New York City, when they get a heat wave, people die because they are too hot, so they're not getting enough hydration, so it can be really dangerous what you're talking about.
Well, what I mean to say is this, that I think we've been misled in our health community about the way to live.
I think there's a lot of bad information out there, and I don't know if you've got the right info either, but I thank you for the call tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you. It's hard to believe anybody in the healthcare field, because it seems like they all want to make money off of you. I know that's not necessarily true for all of them, but do you believe the allopathic doctors? Do you believe the naturopathic doctors?
Yeah.
Who's telling the truth?
It's funny, the surgeons want to give you surgery. It's funny, mm-hmm. the doctors that purvey drugs want to give you drugs, and it's the doctors that do spinal adjustments want to adjust your spine. Everybody wants to sell you your thing. I guess you try what you try.
Yeah. You do
what works for you.
Do what you believe in.
And,
right?
You know, hopefully you have a good life. If sweating's your thing, sweat away, brother.
All right, let's continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Jack is in Columbus. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Jack, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, it's funny you brought up surgery because I want to talk about circumcision in America.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What a horrible thing.
Subject. Yeah, very horrible. Basically, I've been doing a lot of research, and, with circumcision, for the viewers, for the listeners that don't know, is the removal of the foreskin from the penis.
Yes, and it's a fairly common procedure in the United States, and it's completely unnecessary and barbaric, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree with you. It was instituted in 1955 by a medical establishment headed by a guy named Morris Fishbein. In 1955, they circumcised 90% of baby boys.
Wasn't Kellogg's and Graham behind it as well, pushing it real heavy?
Yeah, earlier, before that, yes. Before
the guys that, just for in case people were wondering, yes, it's that Kellogg's and that Graham cracker, those guys.
As far as medical treatments go, circumcision has been prescribed for more cures to more diseases than anything else has ever in history or something like that. It's amazing what the things that they believe that it was going to cure, as if circumcision was going to cure masturbation.
That was what they
think. Now they think it's going to cure AIDS.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. You're right. Well, the point is, the removal of all that erogenous tissue of the foreskin, there are about 40,000 nerve endings connected to your brain on the foreskin, and the head becomes exposed permanently and rubs against clothing and rubs against air and becomes smaller than it should be. There's something called foreskin restoration, which I encourage all your circumcised listeners to Google.
I know what you're talking about. I saw the Penn and Teller episode that was all about circumcision, and it's very interesting. For me, I don't know if I'm really interested in hanging weights from what remains of my foreskin in order to kind of pull it, train it back downward, because that's essentially what you have to do.
Have
you tried
true.
This? Have you attempted this?
Yes, I have attempted this. Okay, let me tell you. Okay, I went to TLCTugger.com, bought a TLC Tugger. That's the first step. But before I started applying those...
Mark, we need to go up to them for some advertising dollars.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to plug anybody, but that's just the device I use. There's another one called the DTR. There's another one. Basically Google.
And how long do you have to use this device on a daily basis?
Well, first of all, I was cut when I was 11.
Mm-hmm. That was around when I got mine, too.
11 years old?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because of phimosis. Phimosis, that's a whole other subject. It's a false disease. It's not a real disease. They diagnose it in order to...
All right, so I'm sorry. Back on to the circumcision. We got to move things along here.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, you use this device. It depends how much the doctor cut off, but it could take between 1 year and 4 years. And you could do it by hand. You could do it using a device.
And how long have you been at this?
I've been at it for less than a year now, and there's a thing. If you use the TLC Tugger, which is what I'm using, they cover up. There's a cone involved.
We don't have time to get too descriptive here, but what is it? How many hours a day do you have to use it?
4 to 8, but I don't do it every day. I do it every other day.
It's a lot of. It's real.
You don't feel it. And you get used to it. And while you're sleeping, you put the cone on top to retain the foreskin above it. And in the meantime, your head becomes bigger and more moist.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I've been circumcised, and I can't really say I'm really too interested in going and bringing it back necessarily. It seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah, it seems presumptuous to just go chop people's parts off, even if those people are related to you. But I wouldn't bother with that either.
Yeah, who's in favor of circumcision these days? 800-259-9231. Are you one of those people? It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
This Kiss Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site, including our shrine of female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. Details are at shrine.freetalklive.com.
You're being researched online, in some cases online every day, and it's affecting your life whether you realize it or not. So know and control what the Internet says about you. When you apply for a job, a loan, or to a school, when you date, if you run a business, you're being researched and compared to others. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted online about you can hurt you and your reputation, your career, even your relationships. Go to MyReputation.com to find out more. Use promo code FREE, F-R-E-E, as in Free Talk Live, and get a special discount at MyReputation.com for Reputation Defender. MyReputation.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, continuing with your phone calls. Let's go first to Scott, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. I just turned on the radio, and I was listening to that guy that just called in. He was talking about circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of made me think about other useless medical procedures that we're doing or we had done on a regular basis that were considered normal, like, I don't know, lobotomy and leeches.
Oh, boy.
And, it's right up there with that. I mean, you know, but it's
I don't
all
know if it's
about...
quite as severe as a lobotomy, but nonetheless, it's pretty ludicrous.
And I'm sure that people in the medical field, every once in a while, they'll see an instance where somebody who, if they had been circumcised, would have been better off. That much I'm sure is certainly true. However, there's damage through circumcision, and I'm not sure that that it's worth whatever it prevents.
Right. I mean, I understand that. I don't know, but there were certain things that were once upon a time they were looked at as, you know, commonplace, and this was the accepted method for doing things. And I think that's probably where we'll end up if we haven't already. This is where we've gone.
I hope so. I hope people start waking up to this. I can tell you that I always kind of knew that circumcision was pointless. Mm-hmm. But I never really understood how bad it was until I watched the Penn and Teller BS episode about it. And if anyone hasn't seen that, it is absolutely disturbing. I mean, they've actually got video footage of circumcision as it happens to a young male child, and it's horrifying. And the pain that the child experiences is completely unnecessary. And it's just this old religious, basically an old religious concept, or beyond that, Kellogg's and Graham believe
like a holdover.
They could stop people from, they believe that they could stop males from self-pleasuring by engaging in this process. And of course, anyone who's a male and who's circumcised knows that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah. Well,
anything else you want to share?
That's about it. I mean, you know, I just thought I'd throw my two cents in for
I appreciate it, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, Larry, listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee. Hello, Larry. Larry?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I was wanting to comment on this circumcision thing. You know, God gave this circumcision to Abraham back there in the Bible as a sign. This was a sign between him and his people. And a lot of people think this was just for the Jews, but it speaks about the stranger in Isaiah 56 that wants to take a hold of his covenant. If you want to be a part of God and his salvation, this is a commandment of God. This ain't something you want to
Let me
do
see if I'm
not
understanding what you're saying here.
I've heard some ludicrous things to prescribe to God, but you're telling me that God is liable to send me to a burning pit for all of eternity because I didn't have a piece of my my penis cut off?
Well, it's like this. He said,
your God sucks. Like, he's a really bad guy.
What? No, he's a God of justice and mercy, and
if he's merciful, then he should forgive me for not wanting to chop pieces of my body off.
Hold on a second here, Larry.
It's just a part of his commandment of being belonging to him.
Wait a minute, Larry.
You know,
Larry, I'm not a Christian, okay? But don't you believe? I used to be.
Christian. I don't claim that I was a Christian, but I think the truth is the old covenant is what people need to go by.
What would you call yourself now, Larry?
The original covenant. He said his laws will not be broken. He said, "I will not." The words that's come out of my mouth.
So are you saying? Hold on. Are you saying that the foreskin was a creation of something other than your God?
Well, I don't know, but all I know is that he told Abraham.
Why can't you answer that question? I mean, do you believe that God created man?
Yes, yes, right.
Well, then, if that's the case, how can you say God made a mistake with the foreskin? And, oh, yeah, I really screwed this one up.
He
now you guys have to cut it off, or else you're going to hell.
Yeah, but he decided I ain't gonna say you're going to hell, but I mean that's gonna be up to you whether you obey God or not. Though.
You know, Larry, there are lots of
obey your interpretation.
That don't understand, and all I know is I'm praying that God will show you this because I didn't see this for a long time, but this
maybe
is
He will.
God's got His commandments, He says I want my people to be a peculiar people.
You know,
that's why
Larry,
you're peculiar
there are lots. There's a lot
that,
of peculiar people, and certainly there's no doubt about that. But there's lots of people that have all over the world different things that they do to their children. The Japanese people tie their little girls' feet up into lotuses, which is horrible mutilation. There's a tribe in Africa,
circumcision?
Right? Female circumcision. There's a tribe in Africa that takes out the two front teeth, and they think that people look ugly or childish without them. There's ones that wear rings around their necks, and I'm sure if you talk to some of them, at least they have to say, well, God told us to do it. And don't you think, I mean, isn't it just possible that this is just some kind of religious and sort of cultural thing from way back, that because Christianity has become the predominant religion, and at least in the Western world, that that's the reason that we go for it? I mean, really?
Well, I don't know, but it's a good health benefit, too, because I haven't got circumcised as of yet myself, but I'm going to.
Do it, Larry.
I get an infection sometimes. I imagine you do, too.
Jesus, just wash down there.
And I'd rather, you know, because sometimes I think I'm peeing in the urinal and
good
I'm
luck,
peeing
brother.
Left or right. Or something.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you very much at 800-259-9231. Wow. So God said that he made a mistake, basically, right? So, like, God
that extra part that he gave you
screwed up and put that.
I got to be able to pick out which ones are the good people and which ones are the bad people. So I have.
Right.
Well, it'll be kind of confusing with the women, but at least the guys, I'll be able to pick out which ones are mine. They own the women anyway.
This is
old Bronze Age bullcrap anyway.
Did Larry's God also mandate that women also have circumcision as well? Because it's far more horrific.
There.
I mean, it's bad enough what they do to males, but
I don't even think that they're on the same. They're not even on the same plane. I mean, they might have the same word, but you're not talking about the same stuff.
No, certainly not. 1-800-259-9231. You're certainly welcome to. Comment on cutting penises here tonight, or whatever it is that is on your mind. By the way, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, the Ag and Information Leader, 1030 KBUF in Garden City, Kansas, our first Kansas station.
Awesome.
So welcome aboard to everybody there in Garden City. I think you've probably already figured out that Free Talk Live isn't your average Conserva clone talk radio
you
show.
No, this is not your father's talk radio.
1-800-259-9231. You can talk about anything. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, and all the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include news updates. You want to know what's going on with Free Talk Live, when it happens, get on our updates list. You can follow us via email, or you can do Twitter or Facebook, whichever one of those options works best for you, or pick more than one. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Juris Dictionary explains how to use the rules of the judicial system step by step. How to fill out their forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings. It's all in there. It's all created by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession. It allows you, it empowers you to take your cases to court yourself without an attorney. And they've been in the leadership and lawsuit self-help since 1997. I've taken their course. It's great. It's called Juris Dictionary at jurisdictionary.com. I recommend it for you, whether you're talking about traffic tickets, parking tickets, or, you know, some. I don't think I'd take a capital crime to court with Juris Dictionary, but at the very least, you'll know what your attorney's doing. It informs you about a very important part of life, jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we continue here taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's talk first, before we go on, a bunch of people want to talk about circumcision. Let's first talk to Jim in New York. He's been waiting patiently. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Jim in New York, going once. Jim in New York, going twice. Maybe he wasn't waiting so patiently. Let's go instead to Bill, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Bill.
Hi, I enjoy this topic a lot better than last week. I only get you once a week on Saturday nights.
All right, so what's on your mind?
Well, my opinion is, and I'm going to probably be the only one that says it, I think overall it's a good thing. The only negative...
Circumcision?
Yes. Overall, I think It's very similar to baptism in a way, but the problem is the child has no choice. Okay,
that is a problem.
It's a big problem.
Well, that's the only negative I can see.
Well, how about the fact that you lose the 40,000, however many it was, nerve endings in your penis?
I don't believe that in a heartbeat. There's 40,000? How many millions of nerves?
Nerves are real small, man. It's not hard to get rid of 40,000. Look, it's not that you don't have to believe it. It's pretty much a fact, at least as I understand it. Again, Penn and Teller did an entire episode on this, and they had the medical experts in there to talk about this. I mean, you're literally mutilating a man's penis.
Well, no, it's a cosmetic procedure for the most part, and
it's mutilation.
It looks
a lot
better.
You're cutting something that is natural.
Right.
Well,
you could make the argument that people look better without ears and cut them off, too.
And I'll tell you, nerve endings, no. You know what the glans penis is?
I know what a glans is, yes.
Okay, well, the glans penis is just a fancy word for saying the head. And I guarantee you, sir, there's a million times more nerve endings on that.
It's certainly a more important piece. I'll give you that.
It's a more important piece. Now, the thing is... Is the guy that's uncircumcised is a little bit more sensitive, and he is not going to last as long with a woman or a guy. Okay.
That is not true necessarily at all.
It's a fact.
I think that he's probably more sensitive. I would agree. However, I think that over time everybody gets a little better, a little more control. You know.
Okay, I'll grant you that. But overall, it's a better thing. It's cleaner. It's a lot easier to take care of it. I mean, a lot of guys don't even know how to take a shower. They really don't.
Well, Larry's going to get his taken care of in probably his 40s or 50s, whatever he's at. So you can make your own decision to do it. I just don't think it's not fair to make that decision for someone else.
Well, there's where I agree with you. The only thing is the poor child has no choice. But if it's done, I don't regret it. It was done to me. I'm glad it was done. And this idea of, the poor baby hurts and all that, you don't remember any of that pain, believe me.
No, clearly you don't remember it, obviously, but it's nonetheless unnecessary pain, and I think you're incorrect. I don't have the scientific details in front of me here, but I will do my best to dig some of them up about circumcision and some of the allegations you're raising here, suggesting that circumcised penises are better for sex. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Well, I can kind of see where he's coming from. Everything's fine. Like, I'm circumcised, and everything's fine over here. I don't feel like life is terrible, but I really don't know the difference. The only people that can really speak to this are people that have experienced both of them, and there's so very few adults who choose to go through this procedure.
Okay, so, here's some info for you, Bill. According to Wikipedia, the sexual effects of circumcision are the subject of much debate. The conclusion of the American Academy of Pediatrics is that a self-report of circumcised adult men had less sexual dysfunction and more varied sexual practices, with equivocal evidence regarding sensitivity and sexual satisfaction. Conversely, so that backs up what you were saying, Conversely, a 2002 review by Boyle et al. Stated that, quote, the genitally intact male has thousands of fine-touch receptors and other highly erogenous nerve endings, many of which are lost to circumcision, with an inevitable reduction in sexual sensation experienced by circumcised males. They concluded that evidence has also started to accumulate that male circumcision may result in lifelong physical, sexual, and sometimes psychological harm as well.
Okay, can I respond to that?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I'm not an expert at being uncircumcised because I don't know what I've lost. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Sure.
You don't miss what you don't have, number one.
Obviously.
And this thousands, and whenever somebody gives me numbers, I have to say in relation to what? When you say, you lost thousands, in relation to how many millions or billions of what you have somewhere else? Now, they don't tell you that, do they?
Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. In 07, January of 07, the American Academy of Family Physicians stated that the effect of circumcision on penile sensation or sexual satisfaction is unknown because the epithelium of circumcised glands becomes cornified and because some feel nerve overstimulation leads to desensitization, many believe that the glands of the circumcised penis is less sensitive.
I'd say that you could probably make a very good argument for that. That makes perfectly good sense to me.
Well, in fact, it's my understanding that the purpose of the foreskin is to protect the glands, protect the head of the penis to some extent, and then it pulls back when one is ready for sexual intercourse, and so it's essentially to reveal at that point your sex organ. So it's it's the, you know, the protection that the male sex organ has that, you know, the female's all inside, basically, so she's protected there, but this is the male's version of that protection, and it takes it away.
Well, you know, I don't know, honestly. I mean, you know, circumcision, I'm very skeptical as far as its usefulness. People are always talking about it, you know, basically the cleanliness versus the loss in sensitivity. I don't feel terrible about this whole sensitivity issue. So that doesn't concern me. However, what does concern me is, look, if you want to be circumcised, that's something you as an adult male can do. If you don't want to be, then you don't have that option if your parents just make that decision for you.
Well, you can try to grow it back or whatever.
As I understand, court cases here in the United States where they have actually awarded people, you know, awards against their parents for having done this. So the fact is, as a parent, you need to understand that you're putting yourself legally in liability's place in case your children want to come back and sue you for this this usurpation of their body, this stepping in the area that they should be able to make this decision.
No valid evidence to date, however, supports the notion that being circumcised affects sexual sensation or satisfaction. They also reported,
how are you going to test that? That's really what I mean. It'd be very difficult to test that. You ask one guy who's circumcised, did you feel satisfied and enjoy your sex? Yes. You ask a guy who's not circumcised, did you? Yes. Yes, I did. So, I mean, what do you got? Two guys that are satisfied.
In a 2007 study, Sorrells et al. Using monofilament touch test mapping found that the foreskin contains the most sensitive parts of the penis, noting that these parts are lost to circumcision. They also found that the glands of the circumcised penis is less sensitive to fine touch than the glands of the uncircumcised penis. And that makes sense to me. I mean, if the foreskin is there to protect the glands, the head of the penis, then if it's not there anymore, then it's rubbing up against the inside of your pants or underwear or whatever it is, and that's going to desensitize you.
Sure.
And that's what they found. So, you know, still it's up in the air as to whether or not this has any kind of long-term effect on sexual performance and all of that. But I think there is some evidence that shows that it decreases sensitivity. And you certainly are removing nerve endings. And it's just, you know, obviously it's not the way it was intended. Not to say there's anything wrong with modifying oneself. There's body modification.
Who intended it?
I don't know. Evolution. So there's body modification out there. And if you want to modify yourself, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that you can do to your body. Just don't do it to your kids. Let them make it their decision for themselves. We're coming up at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves this live Saturday edition. We're here to take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. The site allows you to influence some of the stuff we'll talk about on the airwaves. You just go to freetalklive.com, get signed up, accounts are free, and then when you see something online you think it's interesting, you think our listeners might enjoy it, you just submit it to the website, and then other listeners will look at it, decide whether they like or dislike, and then the most liked items will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. So head over to just go to freetalklive.com. If you want to go to amp.freetalklive.com, then that'll be a good way for you to get behind the show financially. So we continue here taking your phone calls. The circumcision topic blowing up. Mike is in Charleston listening to WSCFM. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm glad you guys are finally addressing this very painful subject.
Yes, sir. Glad we can help.
Yeah, of course, you guys are absolutely right. I mean, we have to decide as a society, do we want to live in barbaric times or do we want to live in a modern society? I mean, that's so barbaric that we do that. You know, I'm not circumcised myself, and my sons are not neither, and I try to explain to people that it's so painful to the kids. It do cause psychological damage, and we don't even know how much.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I don't know about psychological damage because I don't really think about it very often. But when it's brought to my attention, it does bug me that it was done to me without my consent. And I mean, it doesn't bug me enough to where I'm going to sue my parents over it or anything like that. But still, it's a little irritating that
it's
was
a
done.
Poor decision. But I mean, people make poor decisions, you know.
Yeah, and nobody's mentioning the female mutilation also in Africa, you know. I mean, and I'm thinking, if that's not okay for a female, why should it be okay for a male, you know?
Well said. Although Mark pointed out, it certainly is a completely different category of severity because what they do to females is
right.
Just
the
horrifying.
Only thing, the only thing that's same about male and female circumcision is the word. I mean, the parts that get cut are completely different.
Oh yeah, well, what's the difference with the female?
As you know, up until I think it's the fourth month or something like that. I'm not a doctor. Fetuses are the same, and so when sex organs begin to change, essentially the one is the inside out of the other, and the labia minora and the clitoris, which are the parts of that are cut during a female circumcision, are the equivalent of the glands and
like
the
cutting
the
off
scrotum.
Your penis.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Well, the glands
wow,
and scrotum.
Wow, man,
yeah.
That's so, horrifying.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
We live so barbaric. That's so barbaric. I mean, come on. We could do better than that as a human race.
Mike, I want to thank you for your call and your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. Female genital cutting, also known as female genital mutilation, this is again Wikipedia, is any procedure involving the partial or total removal of the external female genitalia or other injury to the female genital organ. So they literally are attempting to prevent those women from having, those girls from having any sort of possibility of sexual pleasure.
Yeah, well, that's the whole goal. It's a cultural thing that the idea that, a woman would be basically unfit for marriage in those cultures if she is not mutilated in this way. So people feel obligated to do this for their female children, because at that point in those societies, marriage is the best way for them to sort of get along and live a good life. So they feel obligated to do it. It's this cultural thing that perpetuates itself. It's disgusting,
yeah.
And it shouldn't happen. But it's, what are you going to do? I mean, I don't know.
It's absolutely. Whereas, male circumcision is bad, it's an annoyance, it's inappropriate, the female circumcision is horrifying.
It's a crime, as far
and
as I'm
horrible
concerned.
And despicable.
It would be a crime here in the United States, as a matter of fact.
It may very well be. We continue with your calls. Emilio, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Emilio, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the circumcision thing, of course.
Yes, sir.
Because everyone's talking about it. I think you had a caller on earlier named Larry.
Yes.
That was talking about the Bible, and he kind of got it wrong.
Tell me about it.
Well, basically, I mean, and of course we can go into a whole long drawn out thing about this, but I'll be as brief as possible. What is basically in the Bible is that the circumcision that God instructed his people to do is as a reminder and also covenant. To remind them that they were his people. And this all, of course, stemmed back to the whole when God asked Abraham to go into the wilderness and, sacrifice his son, and then God stopped him. And that was kind of God's promise.
Isn't God kind of tricky that way, you know? I mean, I'd be a little pissed at God if he said, hey, Mark, take your son Jack out into the back 40 and build an altar and get ready to stab him in his heart on it just to show me that you love me properly. And then, at the very end, he says, oh, here's a ram. Go ahead and sacrifice this instead. Wouldn't you be kind of pissed at God for that?
I'd be pretty pissed off, but, I'm a Christian myself, so I still believe in him and I would trust that his decisions are correct and everything.
Is there any possibility these are just the farther you go back, the more I believe you're talking about old weird stories and not God. I mean, like I kind of get the whole Jesus thing and the teaching and walking on water that messes with me a little bit. But I feel like that guy was really right on in the ways that he talked about God and his relationship with God. However, when you're starting to talk about Moses and Abraham and Samson and Balaam and his talking ass, I mean, these guys, I don't feel like I feel like they went out in the wilderness, ate some strange berries, came back and told some people some weird stories.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta tell you, I used to work in a Jewish temple, and it's exactly the words you're saying. You're not gonna believe this. The rabbi said the exact same words, and he, you would think, well, doesn't that mean, why would he be a rabbi if he would say that? He was actually using it as a teaching tool, and to just put a little bit of emphasis on that, just to explain what I'm saying. What he said, because I asked him, well, can you explain that? And he said, well, nobody, there is no one that can say these things literally happened. No one can say, oh, yeah, Moses parted the Red Sea. Oh, yeah, there were, however many, locusts and, the Nile ran red with blood. Because, come on, they would have to be immortal, so we'd probably have to get Duncan MacLeod in on the subject, So
it's a Highlander reference.
Yeah, there can be only one.
There can be, you better believe it, man. There can be only one.
Hey, Emilio, so let me see if I understand where you're coming from. You're not taking quite as radical a position as Larry was earlier. And Larry didn't say you'd go to hell for not being circumcised, but I mean, what is it? What are you suggesting about the surrounding circumcision? I mean, if you're not circumcised, that means you're not one of God's people. I thought God created everybody.
No. And I apologize. Let me clarify. What I'm saying is, I was just clarifying what the from the biblical point of view. Now, from a Christian point of view, no, it's not. You don't go to hell if you don't get circumcised. It's not accurate. It's not true. I will.
No,
say,
I didn't think it was. I'm pretty clear on that. But
No. Now, as far as the Jews, I don't know. I even though yes, I did work at a Jewish temple, but it was a Reformed Jewish temple, so they had views a little differently than Orthodox. I don't know if they still believe that. No, and I mean, I have a 2-year-old son. I did not circumcise him. I wasn't circumcised. My parents were big time Roman Catholic. And I am going to have another son again, not going to circumcise him either.
It's the right choice. It's the right choice to make. And Emilio, I want to thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Roger is listening to WGBF in Evansville, Indiana. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, Roger, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I think Paul was saying that the Jews and the Gentiles were God's people, and I think even threw in circumcised and uncircumcised. So that kind of took away the requirement there. And as far as, you know, the rabbi saying they couldn't verify that anything happened, well, if you don't believe the Bible is the inspired word, you know, it's nothing but a fairy tale. So you either, you know, believe it or not. And
well, Jews have a different religion, really, than Christianity, and often what you'll find rabbis doing is challenging people's beliefs. Rather than preachers tell you what to believe, rabbis challenge the way you believe. And so you can judge their religion in any way you wish, but, that's the way that they generally teach.
Hey, yeah, something else. I lived in New Hampshire for 10 years after I got out of the Air Force. And that jurisdictionary.com and the downsized DC, with New Hampshire being a live free or die state, it's got a lot of corruption in the court system.
Oh, of course.
But,
who doesn't have corrupt? Which state government doesn't have corrupt courts?
Yeah, but my question is, you know, it's about time the Tea Party's got together and tried to straighten some of this stuff out. And
well, what do you suggest?
Hold people accountable to what
How
they
do you
say
do that?
In there.
I think people have been trying to hold politicians accountable for a very long time.
If you feel like explaining yourself, I'd like you to. Hang on. We'll bring you back here in hour number 3. You can tell me how to hold the politicians accountable.
Because I'd love to know.
Yeah, please, enlighten me. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 3 is coming up. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.